Shlomo Weisbach.
What we spoke about last time in Hilchos Kireya was very interesting. We spoke about opening packages, not food packages, yeah? Non-food packages. So we said a chiddush that not only is tearing his mutter for, that's posh, it's mutter for food, that's the sasefta, that's the mamish claw you're allowed to tear it for to get into a food, into food. But the shail is, are you allowed to tear even for non-food items, yeah? So the moshe, let's say, for example, tissues. You want a box of tissues on Shabbos, and it's sealed on top here, so you can't open it here. Can you rip the box there of kilkul? Are you allowed to open the box in a ruined way, ruin the box and open it? So we said, that's not only for food you're allowed to ruin the container, but even for non-food items, if it's a tzorech haguf, a necessity for the body needs it. So what's called a body needs it? So tissues, serviettes, we said. Lamoshal, we said also cutlery, lamoshal plastic cutlery, or plastic plates, or plastic cups. All these things are called a tzorech haguf, and all those things are mutter. Then we spoke about, what about lamoshal newspaper? The most of the newspaper sometimes got a paper around it, a plastic paper around it, or the ami, I don't know about the ami, but the mishpacha has got such a thing. Are you allowed to tear for that purpose? So we said last week, we brought for the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah says, when it comes to envelopes, the Master Mishnah Berurah said that you can't open an envelope on Shabbos. Yes, Mishnah Berurah Shin Mem, so we can find it here. Shin Mem, Sikot Mem Aleph. Which was very machmi about tearing an envelope. He wants to open an envelope on Shabbos. Just see if you find it. Shin Mem's Cotton Mem Aleph. Which Rule says, Lamaise has no head to do it. Likra Igeres HaMachutim, to tear open a letter which was sealed. That's talking about an airmail address, actually. It's just I told this to you last week about Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Someone just showed me last week, very interesting thing, actually. He wrote a letter to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. It's a 1.5-page question. I forgot what the question was. Yeah, but in the middle of Chazor Shas, and he hears thunder or lightning, should he stop? Listen to Chazor Shas, go outside and make the broch or whatever. It was a 1.5-page letter. He got a letter back last week, he showed me. It was a tuck inches, it's an airmail letter, which is sealed at the sides. When you open that up, your mama's making a keli. That's mama's Shad Makapatish. That's a much worse letter to open up than a normal envelope. Normal envelope, you just rip the envelope, and what happens is then the mice inside is a letter that you have no cable at all. But here, when you open up the airmail letter, yeah.
You open both
sides. Well, on the airmail letter?
Three sides, it's just a
flat
piece of paper.
Yeah, but it opens up, mice, it's a neat thing. It opens as a nice thing. You made a very neat letter. Yeah. That's problematic, that's not so simple. So, what? I thought you should be. It could be. I thought you should be. Yeah, first of all, it was before like that. Yeah, but it's a creational tikkun. Yeah, you're right. It's not a makkah patish, but it's a creational tikkun. When you open it up and you tear it, you're making a good kriya. That's the problem. When you rip an envelope, you rip the envelope, it's a creational kilkul. So the Mishnah Berurah says the mice the problem. Even on the normal envelopes, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't like it. So we told Sue last time that lechera hu adin to open up the mishpacha and the what's it called, the ami and the amodia. All these things lechera problematic based on this Mishnah Berurah. We just mentioned Chaznish Taker's chera with this Mishnah Berurah. He also can open a letter like Sarah Hakuf is mutter for food. Hu adin, he wants to suggest that for this. But the mice the Mishnah Berurah doesn't go with that. The Orech Shabbos brings the mice that looks like many possible. Don't like this. We'll show the Zalman and many poskim don't like this opening up letters and opening up amis and things like that. L'chor, that should be a problem to open up on Shabbos. So l'chor, one should make sure one opens it before Shabbos. Yeah. I said, no, we've got to know what you're reading there. You have to be careful what you require, right? You have to be careful. It's not a heady to read even during the week. The halacha is the chayr couldn't be shmur. You shouldn't open them on Shabbos. Yeah, you should not open them on Shabbos. These ones. That's not a heter of. Even though you're ruining the baggage, you're ruining the plastic. That heter of kriya dera kilkul. When you tear and you ruin the item, that's only the food items or things associated with food. When it, what? Chandish also chayr. Chandish is chayr. Chandish. What? No, the Chandish was a massive envelope. He's allowed all these things.
Yeah, that's good.
That could be worse. Yeah, that could be worse. Yeah, that could be worse. That's the Chayr. According to Mishnah Berurah, it's a problem. Now, according to Mishnah Berurah, it's a problem to open up a letter. The Chayr should be the same swar should be with what you call it, with the opening up the Ami and the Amadiyah. There's no head of Derek Kilka for these things. So it's the same problem.
Only Shabbos.
Yeah, there's a lot of you do for only Shabbos, not this. You can't. Yeah, it's not so easy. Yeah. Okay, Rabbi, so let's see it over here. Now this is now very interesting, the Moshe. We spoke about this a while ago about plasters and on Shabbos. A plaster like this, for example, a person wants to open this on Shabbos, a plaster, yeah? So he's got a plaster, someone's got a bit of a cut, he wants to open up a plaster on Shabbos, and wants to open this packet over here. I can't do this very well. Wants to rip this over here. Yeah, birthday card be the same problem. Someone gets a nice birthday card in Marshall on Shabbos. Someone gets a letter in a post to Marshall, a letter from a child who's in or something, it's got a bar two inside, it's very nice. The Chaznish has to tear the paper for that.
The Chaznish
works with a different story, it's Chotan and Shabbos, but it makes you ruin it. What?
He couldn't, you can't open an envelope stamps.
You have to ruin it. You have to do a derakil. Chaznish.
Even a birthday card?
The envelope, not that, but I can't.
No, but you know it's a birthday card inside it, or because you know it's a plateau inside it.
Makes no difference. Always, you have to do a kiltal. Opening out,
have to do a kiltal.
So here, the Moshe, you want to open the plaster on Shabbos. The Moshe, now you can do this. This is the Chagor, if a person needs a plaster on, so he can pull it on, he can open it up, there a kiltal, that's mutter. So this first layer, which you tear open over here, is mutter to do. The only thing you have to worry about, the Chorah, is that something's writing on it. You might have a last plaster, whatever it's called. There, you have to be careful when you open it up, that you don't rip the writing, because when you tear the writing, then what you're doing is, you're doing mechika. If you tear a letter, in between the letters, you're doing mechika, moich. So that's not allowed on Shabbos. The real question over here, the apostle speak about, it's a very interesting question over here, is what about these tabs over here? These tabs, these band-aid shields, which are here, which you take off, and you take this off, wipe them, you stick it onto your hand like that. Are these papers over here problematic in taking off?
In what way?
It's Korea, you're tearing.
You're not actually tearing the paper, you're just tearing it away from the actual paper.
But that's an important point, but that makes it worse, Lamaze, because that's Lechoda, Hamad Ben Yosh, someone's got paper stuck together with glue, and he pulls them apart, he's done it, it's a Korea.
But is that the only way to get it apart? There's no other way around it, isn't it?
My friends, someone's got no chicken on Shabbos to eat. The only way to get around that to have chicken is to cook it, but you can't do it on Shabbos. Right, it's a nice idea, the Maestro, but it's problematic. It's the only way to do it, it's true, but that doesn't make a heter. So taking off this shields over here, the Chora in Smora is a problem of Korea. Agreed?
Any Elastoplast, not just that round.
Yeah, everyone. All Elastoplast. All these ones I've got shields on.
I'm joking.
Let's start with the beginning. Lamashal, taking these things off, yeah, is the Chora a problem of Korea? Now, we never spoke about this before, but the Maisa in Hilchos Kosher, I must say, is a very interesting halacha there, which not Mamish Tolan is. It's talking about there when you went to the shoemaker, and the shoemaker put the shoes together with like a thread. He sent it, but he gave it back to you. He sewed it together with a thread. And Mr. Rubin has done a very interesting machlokes there between the Levush and others, that the shoemaker who puts that thread on, he is really not interested at all. That should be for a long time. He's happy when you take it and you don't do it straight away. So the person who made the knot is not interested at all that it's there for long term. It might be that the person who buys it, he takes it home with himself, and he might keep it for a long time before he uses the shoes. He's got a few other pairs of shoes, he won't use it straight away. But the person who puts the thread through the shoes, he is not really interested in it lasting for a long time. When he makes that kesher, when he binds the shoes together, he's quite happy that as soon as the customer takes it home, he might do it straight away. And Mr. Rubin is a machlokes about this. Do we go boss of the kosher, the one who ties it, or do we look at the fact that the person had it for a long time? It's very hard to know what Mr. Rubin puzzled like. This could be relevant over here. The Shlomo Zalman wants to use this for over here. It's not so posh over here. Maybe you could say that the plaster, when they make the plasters, that's a bit worse here, because a factory who makes plasters, it's not like a shoemaker. It's making any factory who makes something makes it long term. A shoemaker who makes repairs, a private deal with you and the shoemakers, you're coming there, you're going to come and fetch it. So many times that this is not comparable to that example. Okay, that's one. Rav Moshe wants to tie it over here that this kosher, this sticking onto the plaster is nothing. It's a very weak connection. I mean, you just see, you just put it off. The mom has come off very, very easily. Again, same thing over here. So you have to rip this plaster. You see, here there's a lot of writing on it. So this is more complicated to open this on Shabbos, yeah? So you have to do it in a way where you rip it, you don't go through a writer. Let's avoid that for now. So here, from Moshe's got an interesting story, he ties over here, this plaster, that this bond over here is very, very weak. It's mummish hardly holds. It's meant just for protection. It's not really a strong bond. And no one intends to make this into one item. No one, when you put the factory, when they put this on together, they don't intend to make it into one. It's a sort of shmira, it's a sort of garb, till you get it home and you can use it, that's what it should be like, yeah? But it's not really, there's a few spots. One is, it's a very weak chibur. This thing, I said, comes off very, very easy. My mission is very easy to pull off. So they want to tie it. It could be, to say that it's called joined together, is maybe not called really joined together. It's true, it's on there, but maybe it's not strong enough on there to be called a mechubah. I say, look, you take the other one over here, it's been like this a long time, you can even do it with a little finger, really. Just mamish comes off, it's nothing. It hardly holds it all together. So some possible want to tie in there, that's not called a chibur, it's not called one unit. And therefore, to take that off on Shabbos would not be a problem. It's not called Korea, because if it's not Torah, it's not stuck down, so there's no problem, and therefore Tom, do it, Shemotah. Yeah?
Nappies is different.
Yeah, it's the same as nappies, very similar to nappies, actually. It stops through this, nappies and this is very, yeah, there's the same shadow with this as with nappies, you're quite right, you're very good, it's right. The sticky tab on the nappies is the same as the sticky tab over here. It's very, very weak, the tab on the mummy is the same thing, the same problem. The only thing is, Roshlomo's arm is to kill it for some reason, between a nappy and plasters, they're not sure why.
The more matter.
He's more machan a plaster, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Yeah, it's interesting. So this is a svara to be made, and the Maisa, other poskim are not happy, and they say at the end of the day, the Maisa, it's stuck together. It's called, the Maisa is together. So therefore, what does one do if one needs a plaster on Shabbos? So according to the Matzir, there's no problem. If you hold it's not called connected at all, you can take off without any problem at all. If you want to be machmir, so there's a few eights. First of all, eight number one is you can ask a non-Jew. I mean, the ideal way is to do it derech remiza. You tell a non-Jew that I've got a cut on my hand, or whatever it is, I can't open plaster on Shabbos. So with a bit of seichel, hopefully, if a non-Jew says to you, I'll open it for you, that would be good if you find a non-Jew can do that, so it's very nice. If the non-Jew says to you, I'll open it for you, would you like me to open it for you? Again, you can't say yes, because once you say yes, it's not derech remiza anymore. You could say it would be a help, but Lemaisa, you could do it derech remiza. You can tell the non-Jew that I can't open plasters on Shabbos. So the non-Jew could open the plasters, it's motor, whatever it is, even to hold it's a trefa, it's not an isidraisa. It's not mamish le loilam void, so it's not an isidrabon. And shvus to shvus, for to ask a non-Jew for an awake, where a person's got a pain on himself, he needs a plaster, you could ask a non-Jew to open the packet for you, yeah? Oh, if you can't find a non-Jew, first of all, before you that, let's say the non-Jew doesn't cut the hint, he doesn't cuff it, which also happens, then you can ask him directly. You could even ask him directly the chayra.
It doesn't
Sorry?
It's just a case where he doesn't want to open.
He doesn't want to
open. No, what's the alternative?
What do you mean? Ask directly.
There's no good.
Yeah, well, the next shayla is, let's say there's no good. So one minute, the goy is either derech remiza, do it a hint way. If you can't do it derech remiza, you can ask him straight out.
Does that always apply to any case?
No, this is a shayla, this is a whole machlokes.
Derech remiza, then you can ask
him Derech Remiza is, you have to ask a non-Jew to ask Derech Remiza.
Yeah, but if they don't
cut, he says... No, normally you've got a problem, it's called having... Normally you've got a problem having an offer, you mustn't do it. Derech Remiza gets around the problem. In this case over here, it's a machlokes, so you can be more lenient. Let's say there's no non-Jew available, which is can often be the case, the more a person needs it badly, he's got no non-Jew available. So then, many poskim are lenient. This is not a general heter for all halachas, to do it kelachayat. To take this thing off, kalachayat, so Lamosha, I don't know, you hold it like this, and you put it with your teeth. That's kalachayat. If you do it like that, then you can use the plaster like that. Many possible allow a person to do kalachayat. Sorry? Kalachapair. Okay. Whatever way you want, you can do it. That way, you can do it. And oh wait, another eitzah, which also was, Chaim mentioned, was also a good eitzah, is before Shabbos, a person, for example, takes a cup. Or a hard material, a glass or anything like that, and he peels the plaster and he sticks it on to the glass. He sticks, let's say, 10 different sorts of plasters onto the glass. So he's got an assortment of different sorts of glasses. Putting off a plaster from a glass is not career. Korea is soft items. Things that are soft items that stick together, to pull them off is Korea. A hard glass, to peel something off a hard glass is not Pasha, it's not Korea. And therefore, that would be an answer. People used to do this. They used to have a glass and they put plasters on it.
You should
put a lighting on the glass. Yeah, maybe if you can't see through, yeah, could be. So they might actually put it on the glass, and then before Shabbos, you put a whole of assortments of what do you call it on your glass. You've got now a different assortment of plasters you can use on Shabbos. That could be left lying on white. Because there's no cloak for them, Korea, in such a case, yeah? So in Shabbos, 5 weeks' time, he needs a plaster, he could actually take off that glass. Because since, what do you call it, since it's not Korea at all, it's a harsh service, there's no Korea in that parsha, even if it's less than for 10 weeks, 20 weeks, there's never a problem. What Chaim said before, the Moshe, before Shabbos, another eight would be, the before Shabbos, take off the plaster, and you put take the tab off, and I put it back on again. So now, that's been put on for less than 24 hours. That would be another eighth of how a person could, what do you call it, how a person could use plasma on Shabbos. Sorry?
Same
as the nappies. Yeah. So like this. So I'm saying it goes more or less together. The nappies and this go very, very close in hand together. So again, let's just make a sikkum of what we've said so far. First, number one, is that plasters on Shabbos. I'm saying the first, the outer shell over here, that is this shell over here, this one over here, that's clear there, kilkul, you can do, no problem at all, you can tear it, you must do it in a destructive way. Yeah, that's mutter. That's called a tzerich haguf. That's necessity for the person. He's got a cut in his hand, or a cut somewhere on the body, so he needs it for his bodily functions. So then he'll be allowed to tear it in a destructive way. Number one. Then after you've done that, you're left with the plaster, and you've got the band-aid, you've got the shields on it. So that's the question. Can you pull the shields off as it is normally? So some poskim are makel, they tie in there, it's only there for shmir, it's only there for guarding, it's not really meant to be one. Others say it's a very loose attachment, and therefore it's not really called one unit, and therefore one can take it off normally. Other poskim say, at the end of the day, it's stuck on there, it's been there for a long time, and therefore it's called a proper bond, and therefore one should not take it off normally. So what can you do? So we said the ideal option would be to get a non-Jew, if you can, to come along and take off. Ideally you do it derech remiza, you hit him. If he doesn't cut the derech remiza, you can, what do you call it, tell him straight out. If there's no non-Jew available, then what you could do is you could do kalachayat. Then you could do it indirectly, you could do it in an abnormal way, then you're allowed to, do that in that way. Okay, let's just move on to the next topic where we can.
This is where I've got my things here.
The mice talk about toilet paper, but before we come to toilet paper, you must realise that you mustn't tear on Shabbos anything which is beneficial. I just picked up a tissue of it, and you see, sometimes you get stuck together here. Yeah. Look, can you see, some of these tissues are stuck together. Yeah. Now, lechol, that's called stuck together. If a person pulls this off, he's done korea, which is a tikkun. That's not allowed to be done on Shabbos. So one has to be careful with the tissues you buy. Who are doing the toilet paper? You can find some toilet paper as well. Sometimes some of the brands, the mice, even though they advertise as loose leaf ones, they're loose, but sometimes, I don't know what it is, maybe the machine doesn't cut properly, sometimes at certain points they are attached together. So pull that off on Shabbos is a serious problem. I mean, otherwise, it's a case you've got common abuse, you have no problem, but the mice, it's a serious problem, really, yeah? It's a career which is a tikkun. That to make the tissue separate, before you couldn't really use the tissue which is joined together. You want to have two separate tissues, that's what you want. It's a positive benefit in what you're doing when you tear this thing. And therefore, that is problematic on... What? They're not connected. Yeah?
Yeah?
I mean, I must say, someone was occasion a few weeks ago, actually, was in a Simkin and Shu. He said to me, he's just been to Beis HaKissi. An interesting point is what he said to me. He said, what happened? He's been to Beis HaKissi, and he's been to get some toilet paper out, and the toilet paper was packed so tightly, one on top of the other, that it's inevitable when he pulls out the toilet paper, he says, it tears. It's an interesting point, that. If it's too tight, that could be. So I don't know. I said, no, I'm not sure if it's a fit ratio, first of all. It's not definite it's going to happen. Once it's not a fit ratio, that's mutter. If it's a fit ratio, one has to know if that's true. But the towels and tissues, one has to be very aware of. It's a common problem, certainly in certain brands, that very often they stick to each other. And therefore, to sever that completely is a problem. What to do in a Beis HaKissi, when someone's stuck in a Beis HaKissi, he's only got a roll of toilet paper back over here. I'm thinking now, I have to show you what to do. And he's stuck, he's got no toilet paper in the house. He's got serious problems. You don't know what to do about it. Where's the chance to do that?
Perhaps we'll do it next week.
Okay.